感谢主啊，今天开始有两天在这里的工人讲习会。
We thank the Lord for today and tomorrow will be the Holy Worker Seminar.
我们知道，训练是非常重要的。
We know that training is extremely important.
因为训练就是要装备每个信徒成为神的工人。
Because training is to equip every vessel so that we can serve the Lord our God.
啊，求主耶稣带领祝福。
May the Lord guide us and bless us today.
这两天的训练能够真的对大家有所帮助。
So that in these 2 days, it will be a fruitful event for all of us.
我们现在来祷告，求主带领我们安息日的聚会。
We now pray to ask the Lord's guidance in our Sabbath services.
一起来祈祷。
Please pray together.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。圣经说真言一生的果效是从心发出来的。
In the book of Proverbs, it says that all fruits of life are from the soul.
就是我们一生要过怎么样的生活。
So what kind of...
这是从我们心里面做决定的。
So the type of life that we will live is based on what we think in our hearts.
那这个心代表什么？
So what does the heart represent?
这个心当然是代表我们的灵性。
The heart represents our spirituality.
也是代表我们的观念。
It also represents our values.
所以观念在影响一个人是非常非常的大。
And so value influences a person's way of thoughts greatly.
那有时候我们常常听一些中年以后信主的人他很羡慕那个从小信主的。
And so we can hear some of the people who are believers really admire those who believe from the time they're infants.
为什么？
And why is that?
因为一个人活到中年以后，他的观念一般都是固定的。
Because after a person reaches middle age, their system of values is already set.
所以连带他的生活大概也是固定。
And so their lifestyle is set in their old ways.
那现在信主以后，第一个要改变就是你的观念。要改
变。And so now that if you become a Christian in later times of life, you have to face the challenge of changing your value system.
那观念的改变有时候很困难。
And it is difficult sometimes to change our value system.
因为观念有时候跟社会跟文化是连在一起的。
Because sometimes our value system is based on what we have learned from the society and our culture.
所以观念一改变，我们就发现我们的想法好像跟别人不一样。
And so once we change our value system, we'll discover that our way of thinking is different from the way of the world.
那一不一样以后就发现谈话好像在两个世界里面。
And so when we talk with others of this world, we'll find that we are in two different worlds.
所以有时候我们发现以前是朋友的好像现在越谈越不投机。
And so friends that we used to call close friends are seems more distant now.
因为我们观念在变。
Because our concepts and values continue to change.
所以如果信仰没有带给我们观念的改变，信仰就很难带给我们生活的改变。
So if our faith has not brought about a change in our value system, then it will not change our lifestyle.
那如果观念改变了，生活要改变就不困难。
If our value system will change, then our way of life will also change.
但是我们现在网络这个世代里面有很多的资讯。
Today in the internet we can find a lot of information.
你每天呢看都看不完。
You can see so many information that you can't, there's just too much to absorb.
那这些资讯要变成我们的观念，从这其中有一个过程。
For the information that we read to become digested and part of our value system takes a process.
就是需要有智慧来选择。
And that process requires our wisdom to discern.
还有需要有信心来接受。
And the faith to absorb this information.
所以有一些知识我根本就不信，这不会成为我的观念。
So if we read anything that we don't believe in, it's not going to become a part of our values.
如果我们用信心去接受，就变成我们的观念。
But if we take it with faith, then it will become a part of our values.
那我们这一节要提到受托的真理。
Now today we like to speak about the entrustment of the truth.
简单说就是要怎么来过我们的一生啊。
And this is.To talk about how we should live our lives.
其实我们仔细看我们人生有一个方程式。方程式怎么讲 ？Formula.
There's a formula for us to live in this world today.
差不多每个人都一样，除非我们的观念不一样。
And that formula is the same for everyone, unless our values are different.
出生以后第一件事情做什么？
And so what is the first thing that we do after we are born?
开始受教育。
We receive education.
大概从六岁到二十二岁或者到二十五六岁啊，看你要读到什么程度。
We will study from the age of 6 to about 22 or 26.
那受教育以后要做什么？
And so what do we do after education?
要找最好的工作。
We try to find the best careers.
因为这样才会有前途。
Then we will have a bright future.
那这个前途包括金钱的收入，包括地位的提升。
And this will also elevate our status in the society and also increase our financial gain.
金钱的收入就会包括我们的生活水准。
And so when we increase our wealth, we also increase our standard of living.
那地位的提高就会包括我们一个人对自己的一种成就感。
And so when our status is elevated, we also have more confidence in our own status.
成就感。那接下去啊，就是成家。
And then later on, we form our own family.
人需要有爱。
We need to have love.
爱人还有被爱。
We need to be loved and we need to love others.
所以结婚是好的。
And so it is good to be married.
那有小孩子也是好的。
And so it's good to have our children.
所以全家都活在爱里面，那是很幸福的一幅图画。
And so if everyone can live in love, that is a beautiful picture.
那接下去就栽培我们的下一代。
And so our next responsibility is to raise our young.
所以父母花很多的时间精力投入栽培下一代。
And so parents will spend a lot of money and time and dedication to raise their children.
希望我们下一代突出。
So we want our children to become outstanding.
青出于蓝，比我们更好。
To be better than what we've ever been.
这个就是我们的成就。
And this will be our success.
所以到我们年老的时候，
And so when we are old,
我们看到我们的子孙很有成就，
when we see that our children have gained a lot of accolades in life,
也看到我们努力的成就，
and we see the fruits of our labors,
我们可以享受退休，
then we can enjoy retirement,
很快乐的享受晚年，
and then we can happily enjoy our last years,
享受我们的子孙的爱，
enjoy the love from our children,
那请问这样的生活方式有什么不对？
And so this type of typical lifestyle is a dream that there's nothing wrong with that.
有什么问题？
And is there any problems with this type of wishes?
这样的观念大有问题。
This type of value has great problems in the sight of God.
为什么？
Why?
因为如果我们回到传道书来看，
Because if we turn back to Ecclesiastes to see,
这样的观念到最后的结论就是虚空。
Because at the end of all days, we'll find that everything is vanity.
因为这一个人的理想都跟神没有关系。
Because this person's ideals have nothing to do with God.
他整个人生的计划，一个阶段一个阶段都没有神。
In every stage of his life, it has no God in it.
那没有神的人生是什么样的人生？
And so what kind of life is a life without God?
没有神的人生就是没有目标的人生。
A life without God is a life without goals.
你会讲我不同意。
You may say I don't agree with this.
可能你也不同意。
And maybe yes, in fact, you don't agree with me.
我的目标很清楚啊。
I know my goals in my life.
但是我们仔细想哦，我们每一个短程的目标把它加在一起。
But if we consider it carefully, if we add up all our short-term goals,
请我们人生的集中追求在做什么？
Then what is the ultimate purpose we're trying to achieve today?
如果我没有神，
If today I do not have God,
我的每一个想法都跟神没有关系，
And every one of my thoughts have nothing to do with God,
我人生集中的追求是什么？
Then what is my ultimate goal in this life?
你就找不到了。
There is no goal.
找不到就是虚空。
And so if we're aimless, then we are living in vanity.
人是神造的。
A man, humans are created by God.
只有神能够告诉我们人活着要做什么。
And only God can tell us what is the purpose for our lives today.
所以当我们选择一个没有神的生活方式，
And so if we choose to live a life without God today,
可能在世界上会很有成就。
We may gain great success in this life.
可能我们会非常的享受。
We may gain great luxuries and enjoyment in this life.
可能我们会非常的满意。
We may become very content and satisfied with our life.
结论是虚空。
But the result is meaninglessness.
所以没有神的人生是可悲的。
And so a person's life without God is pitiful.
那当我们有一个这样很清楚的了解之后，
And so once we recognize this,
我们才知道要怎么重新 啊，来改变我们的观念。
And then we'll start to change our values.
哦，使我们能够过着不同的人生。
So that we can live a different life.
我们首先来看使徒行传的一节圣经节。
Let's turn to the book of Acts.
使徒行传的第五章。
Chapter 5.
使徒行传的第五章。
Acts chapter 5.41. The apostles left Sanhedrin rejoicing because they have been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name.
啊，这里讲彼得他们为着传福音被逼迫。
Here it states that Peter and the apostles were persecuted because of their preaching the gospel.
甚至被鞭打。
They were also whipped.
然后就把他放掉了。
And then they were released.
哦，41。
And verse 41.
说他们离开他们被逼迫的地方，这个公会啊，心里很高兴。
But when they left the Sanhedrin, they were rejoicing in their hearts.
怎么有可能一个人被逼迫、被鞭打的时候，被打得全身很痛，啊，离开的时候心里很高兴
？How can a person face persecution and be whipped and yet leave with such rejoicing?
因为他对受苦有另外一种观念。
Because this person has a different perception of suffering.
哦，这个受苦是为着耶稣这个名。
Because the suffering was for the sake of the name of Christ.
所以这个受苦就变成很有价值，很有意义。
And so this suffering becomes extremely meaningful and precious.
这个一个短短的圣经节哦，我们把它扩大。
If we expand this little short verse in the Bible,
可能他被打是30分钟的时间。
It could be that he was whipped for maybe 30 minutes.
那我们把这个时间扩大成3个月、3年、30年。
Let's expand it to 3 years, 3 months, 3 years, or 30 years.
那我们就了解后，我们人要怎么过着有意义的生活。
And then we can think of this, how we can live a valuable life in front of God.
就是我们人生的每一件事情要跟神连在一起，就是有意义。
And it is, we will find meaning if everything we do in this life is connected with God in some way.
有哪一件事情跟神没有关系，那一件事情就没有意义。
If there is something that we do has not God in it, then it has no meaning.
哇，这个就是圣经给我们一个观念。
And this is the value that the Bible is teaching us.
神造我们一定有一个目的。
When God created us, He must have had a purpose.
啊，这个目的不会离开神本身。
And that purpose will not depart from God.
哦，所以当我们每一件事情都是为神做的时候，那个就是我们存在的意义。
And so everything that we do it for God. Then that is why we live today for Him.
那个就是我们做人的价值。
And that is the value of our lives today.
所以有时候我们信耶稣的人啊，不要去问那个没有信的人
And so,
啊，我的人生要怎么过
？Today, as Christians, we don't need to ask those unbelieving people, how should I live my lives today?
你觉得我要怎么来度我的晚年生活？
How do you think I should live my retirement years?
你觉得我要怎么教我的小孩子
？How do you think I should educate my children?
你觉得我要怎么用钱
？How should I manage my finances?
为什么不要去问那个没有信仰的人
？Why is it that we don't consult with those who are unbelievers?
因为这个没有信仰的人，他根本就没有神啊。
Because these unbelievers have no concept of God in their lives.
那一个拜神的人去请教一个没有神的人怎么过信仰生活，这个是。很难了解的。
And so for a person that believes in God to ask an unbeliever, it makes no sense to consult in this way.
所以我们应该回到圣经来看，要怎么来过我们的一生。
We should turn back to the Bible and consult with the Bible of how we should live our days.
我们看路加福音12章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 12.
路加福音的十二章。
Luke chapter 12.
48节。
Verse 48.
12章的48节。
But one who does not know and does things deserving punishment will be beaten with a few blows. From everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. And from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked.
这个开始是在讲一个主人，哦，他当然，哦，就请了一些仆人来管理他的家产。
Here it speaks of a wealthy master that has entrusted his, the handling of his, estate to several Managers.
我们看47节。
In verse 47.
仆人知道主人的意思，却不预备，又不顺他的意思行，那仆人必多受责打。
That servant who knows his master's will and does not get ready or does not do what his master wants will be beaten with many blows.
那个主人是谁？
And who is this master?
那个主人就是主耶稣。
And that master is Jesus Christ himself.
那个仆人是谁？
And who is this servant?
就是你跟我每一个人。
And that servant is you and I, every one of us.
所以我们活在这个地面上啊，跟神的关系是主人跟仆人的关系。
And so today we live in this world, we actually live in a relationship of master and servant.
我们看四十八节最后一句话。
Let's look at the last word in verse 48.
因为多给谁，就向谁多取；多托谁，就向谁多要。
From everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded, and from everyone who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked.
这句话在告诉我们。
This is telling us today.
这个仆人所有的是主人对他的托付。
That everything the servant has been entrusted to him by the master.
所以有的给五千，有的给两千，有的给一千。
And so some people receive five talents, some two talents, some one talent.
给五千的就是多得了。
And those who receive five talents had more than others.
给一千的就是少得了。
And those that had only one talent was less.
但是不管是多得还是少得。
But no matter if you're entrusted with much or little.
最重要是多给谁就向谁多取。
That if you are given more, then God will expect more from you.
也就是我们从神领受多，我们的责任就大。
And so the more we receive from the Lord, the more responsibility we have in this life to live for Him.
我们从神领受少，我们的责任就少。
And so if we have received very little, then we have very little responsibility.
所以从这样的圣经的教训来看。
And so from this type of perspective of Bible,
我们发现我们每一个人都不一样。
Then we'll understand that every one of us have been entrusted with different degrees.
我们的才能恩赐每个人都不一样。
Everyone's financial capability, talents are all different.
这个不一样代表什么？
And what does this difference mean?
这个不一样代表神给我们不一样的责任。
And so when we have different entrustments, that means we have different responsibility and purposes in our lives today.
所以将来主耶稣再来。
And so one day Jesus Christ will again come.
他对每一个人的要求，要算账的时候，每个人的要求不一样。
And so when he settles his accounts with us, he is going to expect different things from each of us.
你看那个得五千的。
And those who have received 5,000.
因为多给他五千嘛。
Because they have received more than the others.
所以他就赚五千。
And so he has to earn another 5,000.
那给他两千的。
And those that receive 2,000.
他就去赚两千。
He'll have to earn another 2,000.
那以我们世界上的观念来说，
And so in our perspective in this world,
这个五千的业绩比较好。
The one who has earned 5,000 has a better credit than the one who earned 2,000.
那两千的业绩比较不好。
And so the person who earned only 2,000 is not as admirable as the 5,000.
所以如果以现在这个公立社会来讲，要算薪水，一定是五千的薪水比较高。
So according to the standards of our world today, we will probably reward the 5,000 person with more higher salary and status.
所以现在我们在公司所付给我们的钱，大概就是公司在决定我们的价值。
And so when our value in a company is determined by the salary they are paying us.
所以你的能力越高，你投入越多，你可以要求越多。
And so if you dedicate more to a company and you have greater talents in the company, you'll be paid higher.
倒过来说。
And so on the other hand,
公司付给我们越多，我们的责任越大。
And so the more that they pay us, the more responsibility we have in the company.
但是我们回到圣经来看。
But turning back to the Bible,
我觉得不是这样子。
That is not the concept of the Bible.
得五千跟得两千的，在神面前，他的神给他的奖赏一样。
In front of God, the person who has earned 5,000 or earned 2,000 receives the same reward from the Lord.
你又良善又忠心的仆人，你可以进到我里面来享受我的永远的福乐。
You kind and faithful servant, you shall enter into my eternal rest.
所以神对这个两个人的价值衡量一样。
And so God values these two servants the same way.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为神给这两个人不同，所以神对他们的要求也不同。
Because God gave them different entrustments, so His expectation of them is different.
所以这样了解，我们就知道我们在生活当中其实也不需要去羡慕或者觉得自卑。
And because of this, we understand that we don't need to envy others or feel unsettled because others are better than us.
如果神给我像寡妇只有两个小钱，
And so today God only gave us the two mites, just like the widow.
那我就奉献两个小钱，我就奉献百分之百。
And so if we have given our two mites to the Lord, then we have given Him everything.
但是如果神今天给我一百万，
But if today God has given us $1,000,000,
我奉献十万，
And we give only 100,000,
我只奉献百分之十，
Then we have only given Him 10%.
那这个比例一比，我们发现这个寡妇献的比众人还多。
And so in comparing this, we find that the widow has given 100%, much more than what we the richer person has given.
所以我们以这样来讲，我们在这个整个人生在活在神的面前，我们都不需要自卑。
And so in this type of concept, we don't need to have any low self-esteem when we compare ourselves to others.
为什么有人受教育这么高，我都没有机会受教育？
How come some people are so well-educated and I never got an opportunity to be educated as well?
我没有那个机会，我怎么读书都读不会。
Maybe I wasn't as smart to be able to study as well as the others.
神为你的给你的要求比较少。
Because the Lord has given us less responsibility, so He expects less from us.
神多给的，神对他的要求比较大。
And so when God has given more to others, He expects more from the other person.
这是圣经里面的道理。
And this is the teaching of the Bible.
我们一生所有的都是从神领受的。
Everything that we have received today is given by the Lord.
这是神的恩典。
And this is the blessing of the Lord.
但这也是神托付我们的责任。
But it is also an entrustment of responsibility to us today.
那我们从几个方面来看。
And we can study this from several aspects.
第一个。
And firstly,
身体的受托。
The body is an entrustment from the Lord.
我们这个身体是神造的。
Our physical body was created by God.
圣经里面讲，我们是神造的。
And the Bible tells us that our bodies were created by God.
我们看诗篇一百三十九篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 139.
诗篇一百三十九篇。
Psalm 139.
十三节到十五节。
Verse 13 to 15. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, I know that full well. Verse 15, my frame was not hidden from you when I was made in a secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth.
这里说我受造奇妙。
Here it says that I was knitted together wonderfully and fearfully made.
所以我们有这个身体，这是神大能的作为。
And so for us to have this physical body today, it is a wonderful creation of God.
这个是神给我们的。
And this is something that God granted to us.
所以身体也不是我们自己的，是神他造的。所以神对我们的身体有他的主权。
And so because our physical bodies were not created by ourselves, but by God, He has sovereignty over our physical bodies.
而且我们身体是神救赎的。
And our bodies were redeemed by the Lord.
所以使徒行传说我们是神重价买来的，哥林多前书。
And so in Acts and also in 1 Corinthians it says that He has paid with great price to redeem our lives.
哥林多前书第六章十九节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter
9. 哥林多前书第六章十九节。
1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 9.
第六章十九节。
第六章十九节。Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You are bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body.
这里说哈，我们不是属自己的。
Here it says that our bodies do not belong to us.
是属神的。
It belongs to God.
既然属神的，神对我们的身体有一个目的。
And so since we do not belong to ourselves, God has a purpose for our bodies.
二十节。
Verse 20,
要在身体上荣耀神。
That we have to honor God with our bodies.
这个就是受托啊。
And this is an entrustment.
要用我们的身体来荣耀神。
To use our body to honor the Lord.
所以你想，为什么抽烟不好？
And so why is it that it's wrong to smoke?
这个身体是神的，你怎么用那个烟把它熏得肺，乌黑黑的，到等一下肺癌。
If the body is the Lord's, then how can we contaminate and pollute it with the smoke?
为什么不可以醉酒？
Why is it that we can't become drunk?
这个身体是神的。
Because this body is created by the Lord.
你酒精一直灌到最后，你肝就有问题啊。
If you keep drinking alcohol, the alcohol will ruin our livers.
这个身体是受托，是有目的的。
This body was entrusted to us for a specific purpose.
要用这个来服侍神，来荣耀神。
To use this body to serve Him, to honor His name.
所以我们身体要保养顾惜。
And so we need to take care of our bodies today.
为什么？
Why?
因为这样我们才能够服侍神。
And that way we can serve the Lord.
是能够荣耀神。
To glorify His name.
这个如果我们用这样的想法来对待我们自己的身体。
And so if we use this type of value to treat our own bodies.
你就发现我活着一辈子，这个身体变得很有价值。
Then you will realize that when you live your whole life, that this body has been used for a very noble purpose.
为什么？
Why?
因为这个变成我服侍神的一个工具。
Because this body has been given to the Lord as a vessel for him to use.
所以圣经说要把身体献上当作活祭。
And so the Bible says offer our own bodies as living sacrifices for the Lord.
这是圣洁的，是神所喜悦。
This is a holy offering acceptable unto the Lord.
那第一个，我们的身体是受托的。
And so our, firstly, our bodies were entrusted to us by the Lord.
第二个,
Secondly,
我们的时间,
our time
是神托付给我们的,
is also entrusted to us by the Lord.
我们知道, 使徒行传, 我看一节, 17章, 26节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 17, verse 26.
使徒行传, 17章, 26节。
Acts chapter 17, verse 26. From one man he made every nation of men, that they should inhabit the whole earth, and he determined the time set for them and the exact places where they should live.
这里说神造人啊，预先他定准的年限。
And so here it says that God created men to live in a predetermined time and place.
所以我们要活几年呢，这个是神预定的。
And so God has already predetermined the number of days that we should live.
好像说西西家王，他本来这个 年纪已经到了。
And so for example, King Hezekiah, his time was up.
结果他就向神祷告。
But he prayed to the Lord.
神就多给他15年。
And then God gave him another 15 years.
所以我们要活多久, 这个是神定的。
And so the length of our lives have been already determined by the Lord.
那这个几年的时间啊, 几年的生命啊, 叫做有, 我们才有几年的时间啊。
And so however many years we've been determined to live, that is how much time span we have to serve him.
所以我们要知道这个生命, 就是这个时间啊, 是神的, 神托给我们的。
And so we know this time and this life is something that God gave to us.
这个很重要啊。
And this is very important to understand as entrustment.
既然这个时间是神托给我们, 所以我们用我们的时间, 要 用得合神的旨意。
And so if time is an entrustment from God, when we use the time, we have to use it according to God's will.
因此以弗所书, 我们看以弗所书第五章。
And let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章,
Ephesians chapter 5.
16节,
verse 16. Making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil.
这里说, 要爱惜光阴, 因为现在的世界邪恶。 这个爱惜光阴为什么跟现在世界邪恶把它连在一起呢?
Why does it say here to make the best use of time and then link it to the fact that the world is evil?
因为他们把神所是宝贵的时间, 用来跟神没有关系的事情。
Because the world uses the time they have been given to do things that are apart from the Lord.
或甚至对自己有伤害。
Or even doing things that corrupts the flesh.
所以我们要了解我们的时间，要把它好好的运用。
And so we have to make the best use of our time that we have today.
可是我们曾经经历过一些贫穷的人都知道。
And those who have been poor in their lives know.
每一块钱啊，你都要算，要怎么用，用得最好。
That we must be frugal and thrifty in using every dollar that we have.
我听过一个信徒在见证，他们刚来美国的时候，每一块钱，每50毛钱都要记账。
That some Christians testify when they first came to the United States, every 50 cents per dollar they would record it in their journals.
然后每一个月都要再过滤，哎，这个钱是多花的，这个钱可以省，那哪一部分可以再多花一点？
And every month they'll review their budget in detail and review whether or not they have wasted any money.
因为他觉得钱很有限。
Because they realize that the amount of money they have is quite limited.
如果把那个钱就把它换作时间。
But we turn this money into time.
你就发现我们人能够用的时间不是很多。
Then we realize that there isn't that much time that we have in our lives.
如果一个人不活80年,
and let's say a person lives for 80 years.
大概几天?
How many days do we have?
3万天。
It's about 30,000 days that we have to live.
3万天不多。
30,000 days is not a lot.
1/3睡觉只剩2万天。
If you take 1/3 away for sleeping, you only have 20,000 days left.
1/3工作只剩1万天。
Then if you take another 10,000 away, then you only have 1/3 left to live.
然后你再把它前面十几年读书,
and then you
扣掉,
subtract the work time and then the education time.
再把后面那个老病死扣掉,
and the times when you're sick or when you're old.
我们活80岁啊, 真的能够好好利用的时间可能是几千天了。
And so the real time that we have to live is only maybe a couple of thousand of days.
如果我们活到40岁, 这个几千天就减了一半。
If we are now 40 years old, then that couple of thousand days has already been reduced by half.
所以我们活年纪越大, 那个时间越少。
So the older you live, the older, the less time you have.
所以要好好地珍惜神给我们这个宝贵的时间。
So we must value this precious time and make the best use of it.
要把它用得非常有意义，有价值。
We must live it to become so precious and of value in the sight of God.
这是神托付给我们。
That is the entrustment of the Lord.
那做什么？
And what do we do with our time?
当然第一个, 我们要花时间来亲近神。
The first thing we must do is to use that time to draw near to God.
花时间祷告。
Spend time to pray.
虽然但以理很忙,
even though Daniel was very busy,
一天祷告三次,
he still prayed 3 days, 3 times a day.
这个叫做时间的受托。
And this is using his time wisely.
要把神给我们的时间用来亲近神。
And to use his time to draw near to God.
那花时间来读圣经。
And use the time to study the Bible.
我们如果一天读三章,
if today we can read 3 chapters a day, every day,
15到20分钟,
for 15 to 20 minutes,
但是是我们能够跟神的话能够越来越亲近,
on a daily basis, then we'll grow closer and closer to God and understand His words even more clearly.
如果我们每一天读三章,
and every day we read that 3 chapters,
一年读一遍,
we'll finish a Bible in 1 year.
我们信主20年读20遍,
and if we believed in Christ for 20 years, we would read the Bible 20 years, 20 times.
我们的观念会改变非常的多。
And then our concept and values would change dramatically.
但是事实上我们就发现了, 一个人信主20年, 有时候连圣经一遍都没有读过。
But we find that many Christians who are 20-year believers have only read the Bible maybe less than 1 time.
但是每天花很多的时间在看电视上网。
They spend so much time on the internet or watching TV.
所以我们就知道我们现在在时间的利用上需要再调整。
And so we understand we need to adjust our use of time today.
时间是神托付我们的。
The time has been given to us by the
Lord. 所以很重要要用这个时间来亲近神。
And so we need to use the entrusted time to draw closer to God.
还有要用我们的时间来做圣工。
And we need to use, secondly, to use the time entrusted to serve Him.
我最近读到一篇文章。
Recently I read this article.
说摩门教。
And the Mormons,
培养出很多的企业家,
they have developed many business people.
那为什么会这样呢?
And why is that?
因为摩门教有一个很重要叫做义工的制度。
Because they have a
volunteers
system of volunteering.
他们大概高中毕业以后要有2年到3年当义工。
Because after they graduate from high school,
2年到3年,
they have 2 or 3 years that they must work for the Lord.
大概经过5个礼拜到6个礼拜训练,
they will be trained to for 5 or 6 weeks.
然后去做义工2、3年,
and after this intensive training they will serve for 2 or 3 years.
这个2、3年没有钱了, 只有生活的需要, 没有钱了。
So for 2 or 3 years they receive no salary, only the living expenses.
所以在他的人生里面花2、3年时间去传福音, 当然他们福音是跟圣经是不一样的。
And so even though they'll spend 2 or 3 years preaching gospel, even if the gospel is not the correct gospel, but they live a very simple life.
所以他们把这个2、3年的奉献当作他们人生一种成就。
So they'll treat these 2 or 3 years as an achievement in their lives.
然后他们在这个很简单的生活, 比方说他到中国就用中国的生活水准生活。
And so they'll live very simple lives, and they'll live the way of the local culture. So if they live in China, they will adopt the lifestyle in China.
然后他到非洲就用非洲的水准在生活。
If they live in Africa, they will live according to standards of the local customs.
那这种能够把自己调整到适合当地的生活去传福音, 他们把它认为是一种成就。
And so they believe that if they're able to live in the way that local people live, to them that is an achievement.
所以我们每个人啊, 对这个时间啊, 要好好地去想, 怎么用得最有意义。
So every one of us must consider carefully how can we use our time to live the most meaningfully for God.
感谢神啊, 我们最近有一些青年越来越有这个义工的, 这种观念。
And thank God, recently many of our youth have really considered carefully how they can use their lives for God.
义工,
to volunteer for the Lord.
自愿来拨一些时间来做神的工作。
To volunteer their time and serve the Lord.
这个是时间的一个很好的运用。
And this is really a wonderful use of time.
如果我们一生啊，只是服侍自己
，if we just serve ourselves our whole life，
服侍自己的家庭
，and serve our own family，
啊，没有服侍神
，we don't serve God，
这是很可惜的。
This is a waste。
第三个是才干的受托
，and third entrustment is entrustment of wealth。
比如说，我看看我们教会里面啊，真的感谢神啊，什么样的人才都有。
In our church today, there are people of all different talents。
美国教会是一个蒙神祝福的教会。
The churches in America are really blessed by the Lord.
什么人才都有。
We have all different people of all different talents.
啊，所以如果这些人才能够加上属灵的训练，啊，能够来为神做一些事情，我们可以做很多的事情。
If all these talented people could be properly trained to serve the Lord with their time, then we could have so much work that could be done accomplished for the Lord.
啊，所以我们常常要想，到底神要我给我这些才能，我能够为神做什么？
So we must constantly consider what can we do with the wealth or talents God has given us.
有一个信徒他到那个盐湖城去参观。
There was a member who went to Salt Lake City to tour there.
就有一个人在当 tour。
And there was a tour guide.
他就跟他一起聊天。
And so he struck a conversation with the tour guide.
他发现那个人是律师。
He found that tour guide was a lawyer.
他说他每一个礼拜，他要当义工大概10到15个小时。
And that volunteer tour guide will volunteer about 10 to 15 hours every week for the Lord.
在他们的总部带领人去参观摩门教。
And his job was to lead tour groups to tour all the Mormon tabernacles.
我们不是说摩门教是对的。
We're not saying the Mormons is a correct teaching.
我们是说有一些人为着信仰确实是很投入。
We just can see the way that they serve within their faith is really admirable.
用他的才能来为他的教会、他的信仰做一些事情。
To use their talents and their time to serve the Lord.
所以今天我们一定要想想，我能够为教会做什么。
So today we must consider what can we do for the church today.
神给我的才能，我能为教会做什么
？What kind of things can we do with the entrustment of wealth and talents?
那接下去是财富的托受托。
Then it's the entrustment of wealth.
我们大家都知道投资。
We know that we need to invest our money.
但是最好的投资是圣经的教训。
But the best investment is the teaching from Bible.
一个少年的财主要得永生。
That for a rich young man to receive eternal life.
主耶稣告诉他。
Jesus told him.
你如果变卖所有，分给穷人，你就有财宝在天上。
If you sell everything and you give it to the poor, then you will have riches in heaven.
主耶稣只是他一个永恒的投资。
So Jesus was teaching him an eternal investment.
你既然要到天国，你财产留在地上要做什么
？So if you're going to go to heaven, what is the use of your property on this earth?
财产也带到天国去啊。
So if you want to bring your wealth to heaven.
怎么在天国你也很富足
？So that you'll be wealthy in heaven too.
你要变卖所有分给穷人。
Then you must sell everything and give it to the needy.
这不是命令。
This is not a command.
这是主耶稣引导他一条更有意义的人生方式。
This was a way of life that Jesus wanted to lead him so that he can live a more meaningful life today.
但是很可惜，这个少年人忧忧愁愁离开耶稣。
But unfortunately, this rich young man walked away sad.
今天神有机会，有这个能给我们有能力来赚钱。
And today, when God gives us this capability to make money for Him,
我们也有机会能够在天上富足。
We also have the opportunity to be wealthy in heaven.
但是愿意，我们有没有这个信心去做？这是问题。
Do we have this faith to accomplish this?
有一次，一个教会在盖会堂。
And one time, there's a church that was building a chapel.
他们在开负责人会。
And they had a council's meeting.
那有一个负责人就在计算。
And so a council member calculated.
我们这里有几个人。
How many people we have?
那教会欠多少钱？
And how much the church requires for each family?
平均一个人大概要奉献多少？
And so they came up with a figure that every member should contribute.
我忘记他的结论，好像3000还是5000了。
I forgot if it was 3,000 or 5,000 per person.
当然，这个负责人对奉献有这个负担是好的。
So it's good that this council member felt this responsibility from God.
但是圣经里面的计算方式不是这样。
But this is not the way God calculates in the Bible.
我们欠30000，然后有10个人，一个人出3000，不是这样计算。
You don't count it that if we owe 30,000, every person paid 3,000. That's not the way Bible calculates.
圣经的计算是多给谁，向谁多要。
Bible calculates that if you have been given more, you have to give more.
少给谁，向谁少要。
Those who have been given less have to, you don't have to give as much.
这个就是圣经对我们的要求。
And so this is the expectation from the Bible.
所以我们要用我们的财富要来服侍神。 因为财富是神托付我们。
Because the wealth is an entrustment from God, we must use it to glorify Him.
其实我们的下一代只要给他有好的教育。
And so our next generation, as long as they have received a good education,
培养他有好的信仰。
And they have been raised with good spiritual characters.
他有健康的身体。
And they have a healthy body.
他的一生会一无所缺。
Then they will lack nothing in this life.
所以有时候不需要留给财产给子女，也不会造成他的遗憾。
And so if you don't leave your wealth to your children, it will not cause them to stumble over your wealth.
只要他有神,
as long as they have God,
他就有前途,
then they will have a future.
只要他有神,
as long as they have God,
他就有富足,
then they will have wealth.
这个才是最重要,
and this is the most important.
所以神给我们的财产要多多地用在神的事情上。
And so the wealth God has given us must be used more in God's work.
第五个,
and fifthly,
子女的受托。
It is the entrustment of the children from God. Our children is a heritage from the Lord. And so a lot of times we question, what is the work that God requires of us?
其实有时候做圣工要从家庭开始。
So a lot of times holy work begins at home.
家庭就是一个小的教会。
Family is a small church.
如果我们能够把我们的子女栽培成为神很重用的工人, 我们就做了大功。
If we can invest our time into raising children that is well equipped to serve the Lord, then we have accomplished great work for God.
好像摩西的母亲约基别栽培了摩西。
Just as Jochebed was able to raise Moses.
又好像提摩太的母亲有尼基。
Just as Eunice who raised Timothy to serve the Lord.
所以如果我们能够在家里面栽培很敬虔的下一代，很有属灵心智的下一代，我们已经做了大功。
So today, in our families, we can raise children who have great determination to serve the Lord. That is the very important thing.
所以结论,
and so in conclusion,
神给我们的一切,
everything that God has entrusted unto us,
我们一定要跟神连在一起,
we must connect and see God in everything we do.
那这一切就很有价值, 很有意义。
Then everything we do will be valuable and priceless.
如果神给我们的一切,
if everything that God has given us,
我们把它跟神切开来,
we have severed from God, then everything has become meaningless.
那选择在于我们个人。
And the choice is up to us today.
唱诗啊。
Please sing.
481.
481.
最后要来祷告。
We're going to have our concluding prayer.
信心是神借着圣灵的浇灌，会使我们更加的坚强。
Our faith is given by the pouring of the Holy Spirit into our hearts, so we can become stronger.
所以祷告能够让我们信心越来越强。
So praying can strengthen our faith in the Lord.
如果我们觉得信心很软弱。 迫切的祷告是一个很好的方法。
If we feel our faith is weak, praying fervently is a great way to build our faith.
所以有时候我们所听见的道理需要用信心来配合。
And so to receive the teachings that we have heard, we need to use faith to receive them.
那道理行得出来，我们就在所行的事上必然得福。
Then we can practice the teaching we heard and then receive blessings for practicing our obeying.
我们现在最后要一起来祷告。
We're going to pray together now.
那如果你要接受按手的，要求圣灵的，要带导的，请我们都到前面来。
Need a blessing and someone to pray for you, please come forward.
我们请为你苏珊莲这个姐妹祷告。
Please pray for Sister Susan Lane.
因为她这个视力越来越退步。
Her vision has decreased dramatically.
求主耶稣能够坚固她的信心。
Please strengthen her faith.
我们请长子传道来帮助按手祷告。
Ask all ministers to help lay hands and pray.
我们现在一起来祈祷。
Let's pray together.